At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Big Ben, the PM team seems to think that Roethlisberger took a shot at Mulsey. We've been told that Roethlisberger listens to the station quite frequently. Hi, Ben, if you're out there. We miss you. The team sucks without you. Was this Ben taking a shot at Chris?
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard. I don't even know who made it.
Well, the venom in the fact that there was no credit given does make me think he may well have been talking about Mulsey. But this was a topic of conversation yesterday on the morning show with Whaley. We were talking about how difficult it is to kind of evaluate these Ohio State quarterbacks and trying to pull at the thread on why so many of them have failed. And the reason I've heard bandied about is that you are working in as close to a perfect ecosystem in college as you're going to get. And that's what we were getting at. Just why do we, hey, Doug, who's a GM for a very long time. Doug, why do you think these Ohio State guys are such a difficult evaluation? Why have they failed? That's all we were talking about.
And before that, I mean, what, an hour or so before that, I said, I don't agree sometimes why there's a negative knock on quarterbacks that have talent around them. Now, I was like, there are situations like Matt Leinart, like, okay, but like some of these quarterbacks, because they have NFL talent, may mean that they know how to work with NFL talent in college and will be able to work with NFL talent in the pros.
You think Joe Burrow had any talent around him?
Yeah, a lot of talent around him. I will say this. I think it's not the fact that he played with NFL talent. It's the fact that in the Big Ten, the skill talent that Ohio State has is so far superior to everybody else in that league, it's not even close. And it's been like that for 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
The SEC, yeah, you've got Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, but across the way is Devontae Smith, and down the street is DK Metcalf.
And all these massive Georgia edge rushers,
right,
and defensive linemen.
So week in and week out, you're playing like-minded, talented teams. Whereas Ohio State's playing Minnesota and Rutgers and Maryland and then even Penn State. I mean, they didn't have a receiver, didn't have more than what, how many catches?
They're terrible.
Their perimeter skill is not even close to Ohio State. Now they're getting better. Michigan has gotten a little bit better. But that's, I think, where the Ohio State rub is for me, is that they generally have their skill perimeter talent is so far superior to their conference foes that it gives them a huge advantage.
Clean pocket, you're throwing open guys.
And then, like, in this year, you know, you beat Ohio State, you know, that once you got to the playoff, you saw that, okay, it adds up. It's still there. Like, they've been hitting their head against that for a while. And this year it was like, okay, they've just cleared the hurdle. So I think Will Howard's situation may be a little bit different than a Justin Fields or a C.J. Stroud. Even though they had success, you saw once they started playing SEC teams, it would kind of level off. This year that did not happen.
But he also did it at Kansas State too, so let's keep
that
in mind.
He good. Did. I think on its
without
face.
Without the NFL talent.
On its face, saying a guy has NFL talent and that's why they're good. Compared to what? Compared to who they play week in and week out, okay, if they have more NFL, a lot more NFL talent, which Ohio State does, then that's a knock.
Well, and it's really just trying to get to, and maybe there's no answer other than it's just random NFL-ness. There's only been one Ohio State quarterback that has been really good, and even that guy's only been in the league a couple of years.
Yeah,
it's just a bizarre thing.
Yeah,
it's like, a bizarre, and there might not be an answer. It just might be what has happened.
There hasn't really been a Penn State quarterback that's been
or Alabama.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is he Alabama or is he Oklahoma?
Right. I mean, I don't know if that. I mean,
Tua.
And they're not great.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, I think there is something to. Joe Burrow's the exception, LSU national championship. Obviously.
360 touchdowns.
I mean,
insane.
But like Penn State, Kerry Collins?
Yeah.
I mean.
I did that. Yeah, you like.
Notre Dame? It's been a while.
Joe Montana, pretty good.
Brady Quinn was probably the last
that
was supposed to be.
It's been a while.
Deshaun Kizer got a run. Yeah, he didn't turn out all that good. How do you think Ben's body's feeling, by the way? He's kind of the meld of UT. Played in the league, and he was quarterback.
He got hit a lot. You add the amount of times that Pat and I have gotten hit, yeah. That amounts to probably.
I play golf with Ben. Hit. He's in pretty good shape.
He looks great.
He hits it a mile.
He got hit a lot.
Who did, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He also shed tacklers like.
That, too.
Water dripping off of his back. It's just easy.
How does a guy. I'm always so confused. Like, how does a guy like that. And it was on, I don't know where it was at. It was like a couple of months ago, and the Big 33 of his year was on TV. And I was watching, and Ben was skinny, but he still was tall. And like he was bigger. He looked bigger than everybody in the Big 33 game. How does a guy like that only have a Miami of Ohio offer? Like, how does he just have an offer from Miami of Ohio?
Look at Will Howard.
Like, that's crazy
Kansas
to me.
State. Like, Ben, yeah, I mean, he just.
He was a hooper.
He slipped through the cracks.
Crazy athletic.
Crazy athletic.
Like, how does he only have his best offers Miami of Ohio?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He played late because he was a wide receiver for a while.
Some guys peak late. They take up a position later.
I'm still waiting to peak.
You're valleying.
Ben was sacked 554 times in his career, fifth most all time. Aaron Rodgers hoping to add to that total and absolutely will if he plays in the NFL this season. He leads. All time with 571 sacks. Just one ahead of Fran Tarkenton. But enough on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.